Business Hour with Volleyball Sharing on OFM.
Welcome back to the OFM Business Hour with me, Olebogeng Motse. Water storage company JoJo says they experienced a 50% increase in the sale of domestic water pumps and filters in the last year. This increase, they say, was seen throughout central South Africa, where many municipalities are reportedly struggling to provide clean water to residents on the daily. This evening, we're hearing from Sebastie Badenhorst, the executive responsible for sales, marketing and distribution at JoJo, about this improvement in sales. Good evening, Sebastie, and thank you for your time. Now, the company saw a 50% increase in the sale of domestic water pumps and filters in the last year. What was the main contributing factors in that regard?
Yeah, I think that most people know JoJo for our water tanks. We are a household brand. And about 3 years ago, we started expanding our range to include pumps and water filtration products. People buy a tank because they need water. They need to have municipal backup, or they want to catch rainwater. But the solution is really not complete if you can get that water into your house. And for that, you need a pump. Recently, we've also seen that our water quality has declined in many of our towns and cities. And people are realizing that to have a water filtration system in your house can really save you money, firstly, and also save the environment by not using bottled water, which really contributes to plastic pollution and single-use plastic.
The JoJo brand has often been associated with predominantly rural areas where bulk water infrastructure is not really present. Is this still the case, or are we seeing movement towards urban areas and businesses in urban areas? In other words, are they now also purchasing not just the pumps and the filters, but the tankers as well?
Yes, definitely. Our sales used to be very rural-focused, but this year particularly, there was an absolute swing in sales, with about 55% of our products going into urban areas and smaller towns, and 45% going into the rural markets. So it's clear that even, you know, people in cities do have a need. Droughts are contributing. The floods in KZN has contributed. The drought in the Port Elizabeth area has certainly contributed to demand in the cities, and also the floods in KZN.
I mean, from your sales and your research, what would you say is the state of water in South Africa currently? And do you think that it's going to change moving forward, or going to see a continued investment in getting water pumps and filters as well as tankers?
I think that water infrastructure is very expensive. It's expensive to build and it's expensive to maintain. We're sitting in the cities particularly, we're sitting with aging infrastructure that needs to be maintained. For the maintenance to take place, you are going to get water interruptions. And if you don't want the inconvenience of a water interruption at your house or your business, then it's worth your while to invest in a JoJo domestic water solution or a commercial for your commercial property. With maintenance that has to increase because of the aging infrastructure, there is going to be more of a need for backup water solutions.
Right, and I just want to know, do these pumps in particular, separate from the filters, do they work with electricity or they don't?
Yeah, they generally work with electricity. Mm. So, but we also do have our variable speed drive pumps that can work with generators and solar power solutions. So they can also work with backup electricity solutions.
Yeah, I ask because of that particular issue. Yeah. We're facing load shedding. So I can imagine that those that do work with alternative power solutions are also becoming more popular right now.
Yeah, and you know, unfortunately, load shedding also contributes to water shortages in the cities, because most of the water is pumped towards the reservoirs. And there's just not enough pumping time to get the reservoirs full. So when we have these extended electricity interruptions, we also get water interruptions. And then it is convenient to have a municipal backup system, a JoJo tank with a pump, that you can still have water in your house.
Sebastie, I think let's focus on what is on the horizon for JoJo. Like you mentioned, the evolution of the brand from providing tankers to now providing pumps and filters. What is the future on the horizon for the company?
Your label, we are really working hard on new products. We will be entering the IoT space, where we want to give consumers the opportunity to monitor their tank water levels, to monitor their water usage via the Internet of Things. So that's a brand new exciting development for us, which we will launch the product range soon. We try to continue to innovate. We're bringing new tanks on the market that's specifically designed for the urban market, tanks that take less space, tanks that you can hide behind a wall. So we really try our best to meet the water needs of society.
And that was Sebastian Badenhorst. She is the executive responsible for sales, marketing and distribution at JoJo. Now you can re-listen to my conversation with her by paying a visit to OFM's website, clicking on news, and then on business.
The Business Hour with Oliver Fang on OFM.